All right, so let's continue on the muksa question on Dalet and Beitza. So what do we end off with? Oh yes, yeah, so the Tosis holds that you don't say migu diskatzoi the ben hashmoshes diskatzoi the kul yuma because of if it's because of the day that passed, right? Only if it's because of the day that's coming. Okay. So what about, he says, Vitema, right? Problem is that there's a case that we do say that. Vitema. Daha, see, here's a good example of your guys' question. Is this what you're talking about?
No.
Tosa said this to Gemara here, and you come up with an answer. But then he gets hit with a problem in Sukkah. So what did he do? Did he look at all the cases first, or did he just... think of this answer over here, and then get blindsided by the Gemara and Sukkah. Okay, so he says, "V'tema daha b'sukkah amrina noi sukkah asurin ad motzi yom tov v'achron shel chag shehu yom hatshi shehu safek yom shmini." All right, it's a funny marshal problem because I don't think the Gemara actually says that, right? Gemara doesn't talk about Shmini. He doesn't talk about Chi. He talks about Shmini. But it means it's the same theory. The theory is the same. That what? It's going to be, let's take the case of the Gemara. It's the seventh day of Sukkos, right? Seventh day of Sukkos. And so the Sukkah is Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, right? And the Gemara says it's going to be Muktzah on Shmini too. Let's say Shmini in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no yeshiva basuk on Shmini. It's no longer a Chefs Shal Mitzvah on Shmini. So why should it be Muktzah? Right? And we're talking about the Noi Sukkah. We're not talking about the problem of Stira S.O.L. So why should it be Muktzah? So we say, because since it was Muktzah called Shvi'i, so it was Muktzah during the Bein HaShemashos of Shmini. And therefore... Migu diskatzoi ben hashmashos of Shmini is going to be also there's going to be muktzah the whole Shmini. But that's just lisha avar. That's lisha avar. So it's a stira on his on the shita on his answer, right? So what do you say? Okay. Yeah. So what's his answer? Yesh lomar. Was somebody saying something? Yesh lama de muktzah machmas mitzvah shani kedemefarish time ahosam dilma misrami le seuda ve'ochel begavo ve'hosam amrina nafiu l'sheovar aval hocha muktzah de machmas iser lo amrina hachi. So what's his answer? His answer is because it's the muktzah machmas mitzvah is different. Muktzah machmas mitzvah is different. Like the Gemara says over there, that during the Bein HaShemashos, if he needs to eat a meal, he has to eat in the sukkah. Why? Because it's safek shvi. So in terms of the mitzvah yeshiva basukkah, he has to use the sukkah during Bein HaShemashos. So that's a chefza. So it still has the status of a chefza shel mitzvah misafek during Bein HaShemashos. But here, we're just talking about what? Isser. We're just talking about Isser. Yeah, okay. But did you see the Tosas HaRosh in Sukkah? Right? What is Tosas? Is Tosas HaRosh saying the same thing as this or not? Well, so let me ask you the question. So what about Esrog? The Gemara says Esrog is not Muktzah on Shmini. The Esrog would not be Muktzah Shmini. But it's a Chefza Shal Mitzvah. Isn't it a Chefza Shal Mitzvah? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Muktzah for the whole day, even after your Yotze. Right? Correct? So if you're just going to tell me Chefza Shal Mitzvah is different, what are you going to do with Esrog? So that's really, the Tosas HaRosh and Sukkah really takes up that question more directly. Right? This Tosas just sort of ignores the question. You saw the Rashba?
Yeah.
The Rashba also takes up the question. But they have different approaches to the answer. So let's see. Because they have different theories of this, what Machmas Mitzvah really means, right? I said, who do you want to take? Take the Tosafot of Rosh? Go ahead. Who's got it?
The Tosafot here is just saying it's the Sha'arai.
Tosafot here is saying that even L'sha'ovar, that L'sha'ovar is true only by Machmas Isser. We only say there's no Muksa because of Yom She'ovar by Muksa Machmas Isser. But if it's a Muksa Machmas Mitzvah on the Yom She'ovar, then we do say it's Migu Diskatsoy the Kul Yom Ben Shmashos. Right? But it's not clear what he means exactly. It's not clear 100% what he means. Go ahead, because there are two different approaches to this, two different styles in this answer. Who's got it? He doesn't say anything about Esrog. Just leaves it as a question. He just leaves it without answering the question. Doesn't bring it up. So what would you guys say? One second. What? Okay, so Tosa Rosh, where's it? Mem Vav? In Sukkah, says openly, he has the question. He says that the Gemara says the Sukkah is Asar on Shemini because you might need to use it, right? So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means it has the status of a Chefs Shel Mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos, right? So Tosafot Rosh says, yeah, but an Esrog also has the status of a Chefs Shel Mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos. Because because according to Rabbi Yochanan, We don't say that when you yotze, that's the machlokas in the Gemara. Do you say that the minute you yotze on the last day you can use it, or do you say it's huksa for the whole day? So we hold it's huksa for the whole day. So then it comes out that during Bein HaShemashos, it's also chefta shel mitzvah. It's also huksa l'mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos. So what's the difference between esrog and sukkah? They're both cheftzoi mitzvah. They're both Muktza Machmas Mitzvah during Bein HaShemashos, and one is going to be Muktza for Shmini, and one is not. Right? Go ahead. So what's his answer? So now Tosafot Rosh is explaining why he says the Sukkah, the Esrog, is just a case of L'sha'avar, no different than the Beitza, right? But the Sukkah is different. Now why? Go ahead, read it loud. Yeah, even though it's true, the Gemara says you have to sit in the Sukkah during Bein HaShemashos if you have a meal. But why? That's only because of a Suffolk of Yom L'sha'avar, right? It's still only because of Yom She'ovar. So he says, even though you only have to use the Sukkah Bein HaShemashos because of the suffix of the past day, which is just like Esrog, go ahead, so why is it different? But no matter, nonetheless, it still comes out that you have to use it during Bein HaShemashos, for whatever reason it might be. For whatever reason, it's true. It's because of Savaya. It doesn't matter. We don't care. It's only we don't care. We don't look into this. We don't look into the question. Why is it that the guy has to use the sukkah during Bein HaShemashos? It's true. It's true. The cause of his having to engage the sukkah is the Yom She'ovar. But the fact of the matter is, he has to engage the sukkah during Bein HaShemashos. So that makes it migu diskatzor the Bein HaShemashos diskatzor the kul yomo. That's the end of it? Yeah, so what sense does that make? It still is a major problem, right? He's saying that identities from yesterday don't affect tomorrow. And the Esrog is just an identity of a Chefs Shel Mitzvah from yesterday. But the Sukkah is also, it's only as a shame of a Chefs Shel Mitzvah Sukkah, provided it's Shvi, right? And it's true, I have to sit in it during Bein HaShemashos, but that's only because of the suffix of Shvi. So Tosafot Rosh is trying to get out of the problem. So what does he say? He says, that's true, but you still have to use it. As long as you have to use it, then that's enough. As opposed to the Esrog, we're talking about an Esrog that you, I guess you're Yotze with already. Or like the other Rishonim say, that during Bein HaShemashos, Well, whatever, leave that aside. But Yotze already. So you're not going to pick it up during Bereish Mashas. There's no need to pick it up during Bereish Mashas. It's not something you can't say you might have to pick it up during Bereish Mashas. Yeah, but Baal Pi Svar, what's the answer? I mean, it still are emanating from Yom Shovar.
And Isser, right? In terms of Maisa, it's Usser.
So it's,
okay. It's right. All right. So let's just so what's happening over here with this Tosfos HaRosh? It's interesting. It seems like he's bringing back some of the Havamina now. Right? He's bringing back some of the Havamina. Correct.
No, it's not related
to Yom Shabbat. No, it's okay. There's a little bit of an argument here, but Lisha Avar, he's saying. But everybody seems to be making the same general chilek over here. And what is that? That Isser, that when we're talking about Isser, and when we're talking about Isser of a Yom Lisha Avar, right? Like the fact that it was a Beitza from yesterday, or an Esrog from Shvi'i, right? Then you look at the shame itself. Then the only question is the shame. So we say, in that sense, we'll say that it's not entering Shabbos as a huktza l'Shabbos. It's not entering Shabbos with any shame of Isser Tashmish Shabbos, right? Because the moment it enters Shabbos, that Isser is gone. Right, so it wasn't starting Shabbos with an identity connected Shabbos, because that's impossible. The identity that was connected Shabbos is only from yesterday, and when it starts Shabbos, it can't have that. Right? Then we look at, in that sense, we look at the underlying reality, the hidden reality. Right? That we don't know when the day switched over, but in reality, the day switches over. And at one point, it has the Isser. And any point that it has the Isser, it means it was still the day before. And any point that it's the next day, it does not have the Isser. So in terms of the shame of the Cheftza, in terms of the underlying identity of the Cheftza, that comes from the day itself. The underlying identity and the shame in the Cheftza stems from the Yomim. Is it, if it's the Yom Shvi'i, then the Esrog has a shame of a Cheftashol Mitzvah. If it's not, if it's Shmini, the Esrog doesn't have a shame of a Cheftashol Mitzvah. Right? If it's Shabbos, the egg, the Beitza is a Surah. If it's Yom Tov, it's not a Surah. That's the realm of Muktzah coming from the underlying identity of the Cheftza. And in that sense, we always say an identity that is rooted in the past does not carry forward even in the Bein HaShemashos, to create a muktzah for the next day. Right? That we're still saying, no? Okay. But, so what is Sukkah? Why is Sukkah different? So now we're entering a new, now we're bringing back a little bit the old concept. And we're saying Sukkah is different. Why? Because you have to treat the Sukkah in a certain way. You have to use the Sukkah in a certain way. There's a demand on your action vis-a-vis the sukkah. Now the Adam, in terms of the realm of his action, he has to treat the Bein HaShemashos as a mixture. He has to treat Bein HaShemashos as both. Because he in terms of what he does with the object, in terms of how he uses the object, the mitzvah is going to demand that he use the sukkah during Bein HaShemashos. It's true, the demand. It's true. It's based on the idea that it's still Shvi'i. But that's the way the halacha sets itself. That's the way the halacha comes out. That because of the mitzvah Shvi'i and the suffix of Bein HaShemashos, you're chayav now to use the sukkah called Bein HaShemashos. Right? So what the Tosfos HaRosh is explaining is that there are two ways to create the Haktzah, right? There are two ways to create the Haktzah. There's the Haktzah that comes from the shame itself. That always is only going to be l'haba, not l'sha'avar. But if there's a reason that demands that you're nohag with the Cheftzah during Bein HaShemashos in a certain way, then that demands that Techilas Shabbos, you treat this as a sukkah. If there's a demand that this Shabbos begins, or Shmini, I should say, that this Shmini, if there's a niug of sukkah, of the Cheftza Shel Sukkah, for whatever reason it is, there's a niug of validating and establishing and having, in a positive sense, a shame shel sukkah during the Bein HaShemashos from the niug of the Gavra, then it's going to be huksa for the whole yom. Why? Because that the difference is like this. Let me just clarify the difference if it's not clear. In terms of Isser, that's a passive activity. That's passive. Is this what you guys are saying or no? With me or no? In terms, Isser is a passive. Is passive. It's just a question. If it has a shame, then I can use it. If it has another shame, I can't use it. Okay. But Sukkah, he's saying, and that's always going to go by the by Lishavar is not going to be Muktzah. But Sukkah, because the shame has a reality. The reality to the shame, I can say, look, I don't know what shame it has. At this moment, you ask me at this moment, what shame? I don't know what shame it has, but I know one thing. If it's Shabbos, it doesn't have this shame, and if it's Shmini, it doesn't have this shame, and if it's Shvi, it does have that shame. I know for sure that in the thing itself, it's not going to have the shame of, in terms of the reality, in terms of the truth, the underlying reality, the shame. The shame Esrog Shel Mitzvah and the shame Shmini will never coincide. That's all good in theory, and in an abstract, in terms of shamos, we can maintain that. But the problem is, that means like this: in terms of reality, the Bein HaShemashos switches over, and all the shamos based on that reality switch with it. Okay, but in terms of Adam. In terms of Adam, he's forced to treat the entire Bein HaShemashos, in terms of his asios, as both Shvi'i and Shmini. He's forced to do that. So, as long as we can rely on the abstract Shemos, we can let them resolve themselves. Well, let them resolve themselves. The Esrog will switch from a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah to a delicious citrus fruit on its own. Well, actually, that'll never happen. Into some barely edible lemon. But in terms of the Gavra's Niug, he can't rely on any abstract realities. He has to be practical man. Practical man is going to have to take the entire Bein HaShemashos as both. And if there's a niug that he must engage in, even though it's because of the past day, it's going to have to be in his niug simultaneous with the next day. So b'niug ha-gavra, he is mitztaref, the sukkah from yesterday with the shmini for tomorrow. Because one man can't be doing. He has no choice but to be machshev this zman as both, and then to him, it's going to have to be that his shmini started with the necessary presence of a cheftza shel sukkah, because the demand on his maisa makes it necessary. You understand? But by Esrog, it's not so. So Tosus is now bringing back Nihug. He's bringing back Nihug. But only the positive, only positive Nihug can be Koveya. Set anything up. No, he's saying that because of the Nihug, now there is the positive existence of a shame, Sukkah, for whatever reason there now exists an identity of a positive identity of a shame of a chefzer sukkah because during the Spanish marshals. But by the esrog, it's just something. It's just something that I can't have. I'm never machshavit positively as an entity that as a shame shell esrog that I need to maintain during the zman of Beinash Mashos. The niyog is going to work when the niyog makes it a positive chefza. Now it must be that I'm relating to this thing as a primary chefza of sukkah, and now that forces the next day to enter by force with the identity of a cheftashel sukkah. But in the other way, it's not that I need a cheftashel esrog when the next day is started. I don't. Just because it might not be tomorrow, I can't touch this thing. But it's not that I... In other words, the niyog, what he's trying to say is like this, that niyog works when niyog is positing an entity. I can have a muktzah on the next day based on something from yesterday, if that demands the existence of the entity positively. So now my niug of having to follow the halacha of achila basukkah during the zman that it might be shmini means to say that for me, I must have positively, I'm machshiv this chefza as a chefza shel mitzvah, sukkah, even in tchila shmini. But the niyug is good when the niyug creates a positive entity. But Isser is not a niyug like that. Isser is because of a shame, I have to refrain. But over there, but by sukkah you're saying it's different. But let's just get the other sheet out, okay? Now this is in contrast to the Rashba, okay? Take a look at the Rashba and Beitza. What does the Rashba and Beitza say? He says, why is the sukkah different? Why? Because it's a chefzer mitzvah. But what does he say? What does he say? He says the Rabbanon were machmir by a chefzer mitzvah, right? It's just a chumrah. It's a chumrah midrabbanon by chefzer shel mitzvah. The concept of migu diskatzoy lebein hashmash diskatzoy lekul yoma has a couple of exceptions. Also, it's funny. It's not so. It's not as absolute as you would think it is. Like Rashi holds later that if it's only an iser drabbanon, that's creating the iser, like a stiras oel midrabbanon, then you don't say migu diskatzoy. Only if it's machmas issa daraisa do you say migu iskatzoy. So there are some strange exceptions. But what's he saying over here? He's saying, really, the normal din is you shouldn't say it. No, what's normal? Normal is like Tosas. A yom sha'ovar, you don't say migu iskatzoy. But when we're dealing with the chefzer mitzvah, there are bonna machmir. So then he says, oh, but what about the esrog? And what does he say? He says, that's a very good question. He says, that is a very good question, the esrog. Because it really is, he has no answer for it. Right? He has no answer for it. Hold on. In other words, right? In other words, given the fact that that the esrog is a chefzer mitzvah during Bein Hashmashos, right, it should be exactly like sukkah according to him. In other words, his theory is just based on the fact that it is a chefzer mitzvah during Bein Hashmashos is a chumrah midrabbanan. Right, he doesn't care about. He doesn't make the chiluk of using, not using. Right, just the fact that it's a chefzer mitzvah during Bein Hashmashos would necessitate a chumrah midrabbanan migu diskatzoy. So he says. So therefore, he says by esrog, there's only one way out. What's the way out? It's not muktzah. It's not a chefzer mitzvah during Bein Hashmashos. Because the original Haktzah was up until Bein Hashmashos. Because you can't really be Yotzei Bein Hashmashos. Or, not that you can't be Yotzei, but Bein Hashmashos is just a suffix midrabbanon, whether there's a mitzvah of lulav. So on lulav, it's a suffik drabanan. There's no reason to take a lulav. According to the Rashba, and this is other Rishonim also learned this way, that on Shvi'i, on Bein HaShemashos of Shvi'i, so there are two mitzvahs that are possible. You can still have sukkah and you can still have lulav. If a guy didn't take the lulav yet, sukkah is an issa d'oraisa, so you have to sit in the sukkah. But they want to say lulav during lulav bagvulin, right? Shar yom is only midrabanan, so it's a suffik midrabanan. No reason to take the lulav during Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, there was never a haktzah during Bein HaShemashos. You understand? That's how we get to. But what's his svara that we should give pref, that we should be machmir by a chefs mitzvah? Now, in my opinion, this Tosas is not so clear which sheet he's holding. Like the Tosas in Sukkah and Beitza is not clear how he's learning. Plain shot is he's learning like the Rashba. He's just making a chilek between mitzvah and iser. He doesn't talk about and he might hold this Tosas in Beitza might agree with the Rashba that during Bein HaShemashos there's no chefs mitzvah of Esrog. It's not clear to me from this Tosas. But anyway, what's the svara of migu diskatzoy the Bein HaShemashos going to be machmir by just because the chefs mitzvah? In theory, there's no difference, he's saying, between the iser and the mitzvah. So why are we machmir during Bein HaShemashos? Why are we machmir by chefs mitzvah? Migu diskatzoy. What's going on there? Right. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan sheet over there, the reason why it's huktzah for the whole day is because for the whole zman of the mitzvah it's huktzah. Even though Yori Yotzei, it was huktzah for the whole zman of the mitzvah. But he wants to say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan held Bein HaShemashos, it was never huktzah l'chatchila for the Bein HaShemashos. Right? Because that's not the zman of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only midrabanan, and Bein HaShemashos is a suffik. There was no haktzah for the Bein HaShemashos. Well, that is a funny thing to say. Because Laila over there is the next day.
Right.
What does he say? What's the whole thing that he says?
Says
you didn't see that in the Rashba?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. All of that about the Rabbanon is not in the Rashba. But I don't remember where I saw it. One of the other Rishonim mentioned it. But whatever it is that he means over here, whatever he's implying over here, it's to say that it's not muksa during the Bein HaShemashos. You don't take it after Bein HaShemashos. So there's no haktzah. No, but then there's no haktzah, he means. Then there's no haktzah. But by the sukkah, you have to use it, so it's still huktzah. Right, he said that part he says. I'm not totally making things up. He says, "Nearly mishum de lo hukta bein hashmashos ka'omar." Now, what's the chilek between sukkah and esrog? Sukkah is hukta bein hashmashos, and then you have the rule. Then you have the chumah midrabanan. Any chefta shel mitzvah that exists bein hashmashos is hukta kol yomah, but the lulav and esrog is not hukta bein hashmashos. I was giving a reason because I think I saw somewhere else that they want to give that reason. But the bottom line is the only way he's getting out of his problem is by changing the fact. Not like Tosus. Tosus is assuming it is a chefetz mitzvah al Bein HaShemashos. He's saying it's not. Okay, but anyway, what's the svar of saying migu diskatzoy Bein HaShemashos katzoy kol yomo just because the chefetz mitzvah going to be machmir? Just because the chefetz mitzvah going to be machmir? See, the problem with giving a svara for the Rashba is the fact that he says the Chumrah. That's the problem. Right? Because you want to come up with a svara. It's hard to come up with a svara of why something should be a Chumrah. It's easier to come up with a svara of why something has to be. But to come up with a svara of why should there should be a Chumrah is not so easy. Right? So you have to say it like this. Yeah, go ahead. Right. So it seemed like this. The only thing I can think of is he's saying like this. He's saying in terms of the idea, so you should just go by the identities, right? Like Isser. That Isser is from the past, is from yesterday, and the Chefs from Mitzvah is from yesterday. But there's a difference because he's not going with the Nihug Svara, right? He doesn't hold from the Nihug Svara because apparently he holds even using the Sukkah. The niyag doesn't matter; it just goes by the underlying identity. He doesn't hold from it. He doesn't like that svar of the Rosh, of the Tosas of the Rosh. He sticks only with the. He never reverts back to anything in the Havamina. He sticks with the idea that it has to do with the intrinsic identity of the Chefetz vis-a-vis the next day, right? But he says Lamaisa does come out that there is the existence to the Gavra of a shame of a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. Isser is not a shame. Isser is not a shame. But Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, Lamaisa does come out that to the Gavra, his Yom, to him, his Yom did start with the existence of a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. It's not Kavadik to have that for him, the day started with this Chefetz Kavua as an identity of Mitzvah, and then to lose it. The Chumrim of the Rabbanon, that anything that had an identity vis-a-vis to a Gavra, and he had to recognize its status of a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, then for the duration of that period, it shouldn't just be lost. That's the only thing I can think of. It's just a separate din. It's a completely secondary thing that it doesn't really have anything to do with Muktzah, per se. It just has to do with a separate din. That once for this guy, the Yom Shmini, to him, the Yom Shmini had the presence of a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah to him. It shouldn't be that a Cheftzoyus Mitzvah is just our Poka Vikdi, just vanish. It's not Kavadik.
You're saying you see this as pretty much the only possibility because just to fit in with Hechmir?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that there could be sort of like maybe there's a deeper conceptual reason behind it, and he's sort of just using that term.
Could be, but this is all I can see.
What do you mean that it's vanishing? Like, doesn't the whole concept of like, vanish after the holidays?
Yeah, but that's but it never existed to him in a period. In the same period that is indistinguishable to him, it shouldn't just vacillate from mitzvah to non-mitzvah. To him, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, because yesterday was a day of yontif, and tomorrow is not. But to him, he did have to have it on this day, and now it's gone. To him, it would be like a gnai, like he'd used a thing that had the status of chefetz shel mitzvah to him on Shmini. He can use on Shmini. It's just a chumrah midrabanan.